Hey, welcome back to Same Boat Huddle. This is episode 257, and we are working on the LGA Summer Series. LGA is the Layered Growth Academy. This is my coined academy, my program that I offer through coaching and mentoring, and is developed off of my coined method called the Layered Growth Method. It can be read about in my book, Motherhood Stripped. It's available on Amazon. And what I'm doing in these summer sessions is quickly going through basically all of the material in LGA, not all of it, not in full depth. It doesn't have the full shebang, but I'm so passionate about teaching this information so that you can begin to decide if you want to integrate parts of it. LGA is created in a way that I have all of the material lined up in a certain order that if you move through it, you can always jump around, but if you move through it, you really get to break things down and rebuild them back up. There's a lot of tools in here. There's a lot of thinking in this material. So I hope that you find some nuggets that work for you wherever you are in your life right now. Today, we're talking about the real versus ideal schedule. This is an actual exercise. I really, really strongly recommend that you sit down and do it. And it's funny because it's one of those exercises that I see that's it's quite simple, but a lot of us get really stuck in our heads. And here's what it is. So we show up in our day-to-day, right? Just we show up every single day. You wake up, you hit your snooze. Like there's a whole routine that you have and rituals that you have and mindsets that you have, and you allot your time and your energy in a certain way, whether it's intentional or not. It is still going to happen. And oftentimes what happens is we really fall into this autopilot. Definitely doing things we don't necessarily want to do, or spending more time on things that we don't want to do, or we just don't see how our energy is being allotted. I'm very careful around how I say time and energy. Everything is energy. Time is energy. Money is energy. So that's a one mindset shift that you can do, is that I think a lot of times we really get stuck in the actual minutes of the day when really we need to pay more. It's not that we shouldn't be paying attention to time, right? Our society functions on time. It's not okay to be late to things like that, right? But if we prioritize really focusing on how we are distributing our energy, it's really going to shift how you feel. So what I want you to do is recognize that there is a real schedule that you abide by every single week. Is it exactly the same every single day? And this is where I see people get stuck, is don't get down to the nitty-gritty details. Like, I don't want you to sit down and think about, like, I typically eat an apple at this time, but only sometimes on Monday, but never other day. Like, don't get caught. If you find yourself sitting in this space, you're hitting resistance. And I want you to just pull yourself back and be like, let's look at the bigger picture. So what I want you to do is however feels good, whether it's writing it down chicken scratch in a notebook, you can pull up an Excel spreadsheet, you can create a table in a document, whatever feels good. I want you to have your 7 days of the week, whether it's Sunday through Saturday or Monday through Sunday, whatever feels good. And I want you to basically time block how you spend your time. So you wake up, and is the chunk of time in the morning getting ready, running around, like taking care of yourself and the kids? Are you getting exercise in? Are you doing any self-care stuff like meditation or journaling? Are you making yourself breakfast from scratch? Whatever it is that you're doing, go ahead and put it in there. If you have a commute, go ahead and put it in there, like in the car. If you want to make a note, if it's relevant, you can put things like listen to podcast in my commute, whatever it might be, or like catching up with friends, things that might be kind of important, as you know, as opposed to maybe even like eating breakfast as I'm driving, that those things might be important details. And then I want you to continue to do this through all of your days, like how the hours that you typically work. Think about, you know, how are you spending your evenings? And be honest, like, do you typically maybe sit down and numb out and scroll on your phone from 5 to 7, or like after dinner, say 6 to 8? Basically, like, we all kind of go our separate ways as a family. They're on their iPads, we're on our phones or watching TV and just kind of dispersed and on our screens. There's no judgment, and it's really important to recognize that when you're doing an exercise like this. It is simply to have awareness, and that's all it is. If you begin to feel shame or embarrassment, I want you to see if you can switch it to, I'm so excited I get to really take a look at how I'm living my life, because if I see something that doesn't feel good, I have the opportunity to then change that. Because when we are in autopilot, we're not very intentional in how we're living, but we we can feel if we don't feel the way we want to feel in our life, right? Like you can say like, I just, something feels off. I want to feel happier. I feel out of alignment. Like we can't avoid how we feel, even if we try to, right? But if we don't take a really close look and have full awareness of how we are showing up, we can't change it. Awareness is step one, always. It's always the admission of, this is what's going on in my life. It's my choosing, and now I want to choose differently. So I want you to do this schedule, and I want you to really take a look at it and see what comes up for you. I will tell you, I did this exercise probably like 7 or 8 years ago. I was shocked. And it's, you kind of feel stupid. It's like, why am I shocked? Like, I knew this. But I was working as a photographer, running my own business, had two very small children. It must have been like 7 years ago because my son's 8. So couldn't have been, well, actually, yeah, he may have been an infant. I knew I was working a lot. And I could feel that. I was feeling very burnt out. And this was the beginning of my journey of kind of creating space and change in my own life. And I wrote my schedule out and I was so shook. I was working 60 hours a week, 60 hours. I was also default parent. I was nursing. I had two babies at home with almost no childcare. Like I definitely had help. I for a while had someone come in on Mondays for the day so that I could do things for myself. My in-laws helped a lot. Like I definitely had help, but I was not, like my kids were not going to daycare. I didn't have someone in every single day on a regular basis, right? That people would come in so I could go to photo shoots and things like that. Otherwise, I'm working while I have two little kids at home and I would work at night and was, you know, as soon as the kids would go to bed at 7 p.m., I was back on my laptop working with my husband home who had been working all day, right? So I was so disconnected from my family and knew I was. It's a core desired feeling of mine that I was not connecting with. So of course I felt like crap, right? And this is why I was burning out because I was putting all of my energy into work and building this business and none into being a mom. And instead I was feeling drained and pulled and I didn't, you know, my husband and I have always had a good relationship. Like we can honestly say there was never a point, like there've been hard points in life, but we've always done it together. Do you know what I mean? So fortunately, like our relationship didn't suffer, but I know there were times I definitely could have been more focused and him too. I think he could say too that we weren't connecting as much as we would have wanted to or could have, right? So it's not until it was on paper that I saw it. And I immediately, when I saw it on paper, I was like, no more. We have to create some boundaries here. And that's when I worked really hard on being more diligent and intentional of when I worked so that I wasn't going up to 60 hours. I mean, that's just ridiculous for someone who's a full-time mom, full-time house care, housewife and building a business. Like that's just silly. And it made sense when I saw it. So, but it was also not surprising because it's like that. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I know you listening know that you're off and how you're distributing your energy. But if we don't really get vulnerable with ourselves to be like, where is it going? If we don't see like, holy shit, I am on my phone for the crucial hours that I could be connecting with my family, but I'm so exhausted because I'm staying up too late or I'm in a job that is sucking my soul out of my body every single day. Like whatever it is, like clearly my energy is being sucked and pulled in other directions. And that's why I'm not distributed the way I want to be. So then other part of this exercise is I want you to do the same thing, but an ideal schedule. Here's the trick. I'm not saying you're going to create a schedule and you have to do this. It might be a little unattainable. It might be that you only work 2 hours a day and you know that you can't do that because you're the primary breadwinner, whatever it might be. Like you can't pay your bills or live your lifestyle if you only work two. I don't know. But don't not put that down because it's really important to see what your ideal schedule is to understand where the gaps are. So hypothetically, you put down that you have no all your hours are going to work and there's like no connection with your family. In your ideal schedule, there's a significant amount of less work. There's a lot more time at home. There's a lot more time connection with family and friends. And you see the theme, right? You see that in the real schedule, it's all work, no play. And in the ideal schedule, it's basically no work and all play. This is a very simple example, right? But guess what that means? I need to find more balance between work and play. How can I do that? And that's also the question I want you to ask yourself is how can I? I don't want you to look at it and be like, this is impossible. Nothing is impossible. I learned that very young. It's very true. Nothing's impossible if you try. And some things can be really hard. Don't get me wrong. There can be a lot of discomfort and a lot of action and a lot of intentional energy that has to happen to make something change if it's a really big thing, but it can happen. So you have to decide what you want, because I'll tell you, if there's indecision and avoidance of like, this feels too hard, you've already decided that you're going to stay in the real schedule that is making you feel like shit in your life. That is the decision. So choose. Choose and be all in. And I say that to my kids all the time. You know, when I remember I was recently at a theme park with my daughter, and her little friend was like unsure if she wanted to go on this last ride. And I looked at her and she was just hemming and hawing and like, what do you think I should do? I was like, I don't think anything. This is your life and your decision. But I want you to make a decision and be all in with that decision. You're either going to choose not to and feel fully confident in that decision, or you're going to choose to go and feel fully confident in that. Because so often, and this is how we end up in these quote unquote real schedules that don't feel good, because we're not fully deciding anything. It's like we're just a result, we're a byproduct of just no intention in our life. And you can have it. You just have to choose to have it. So go ahead, do your real schedule, do your ideal schedule, find your theme, find your gaps, then ask yourself, how can I? And maybe it's not these massive changes in your life, but maybe it's choosing less screen time. Maybe it is choosing to wake up and have more intention in the morning. Maybe it's choosing to try a family movie night every other Friday or once a month or every week. Maybe it's realizing, holy crap, I am completely disconnected from my spouse. Maybe we need to work on that. And adding in one night a week that you guys put your phones down after the kids go to sleep and you just sit and talk. And that's something that you want to add in. There's a lot of simplicity in things that you can begin to shift. Nothing should be overnight. Nothing should be a 180, because that's not sustainable change. So remember to take small action steps to different change, and you can begin to live inside of a schedule that feels aligned with your energy and fills you up instead of burns you out. Okay, that's it for today. I will be back next week. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and I will talk to you next time.